Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Push My Story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena. We're so glad that you tune in. We're going to have a wonderful time today. God has been so good, and he's revealing his revelation knowledge because he loved you so dearly. And I'm just so happy, amen, praise God, because we are saved, sanctified, and filled with his precious Holy Ghost. And we're not going to detain you long, but we're going to give you some scriptures, amen, and we want you, if we do not cover them all, we want you to go back and read them. We're going to talk about Jesus in his last hour. Every one of us have a last hour, whether it is today, tomorrow, or whenever. But the thing about it is there is a revelation knowledge, a wisdom that God wants you to see, because it's covered up. It's covered, it's hidden to the wicked. It's hidden to those that will not believe. But we that believe in the name of Jesus Christ, it is all revealed. Amen. So we come up from the book of Matthew, the 27th chapter, 45 through 56 verse. Mark, the 15th chapter, 32 through the 41st verse, 4 verse through the 49th verse. St. John, the 19th chapter, 28 through the 30th verse. In the book of Isaiah 46 and 10. Amen. So we're going to look at the book of Matthew, the 27th chapter, for your consideration. I think this will get us started today. Amen. So we just thank God. Amen. So we're going to the book of Matthew, 27th chapter, amen, the 44th through the 56th verse. I'm your radio host, Pastor Nina Livingston, the Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. We want to talk about the last hour of Jesus Christ. There was a lot of things that was going on that day, but let me tell you something. Under all that, God love us through all that darkness, through all that wickedness, through all that hating and all crucifixion. There was a victory. There was a love that just spread throughout cosmos. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ put his deity to the side and became a man, a male child. You know, he thought of us so much. He took the vesture of his holiness. He took the vesture of his deity, his power, and put it to the side and become like you and I, human beings, that we may know and see the demonstration of the power of God through his son. Isn't that wonderful? Showing the power of God through his son. He was made like a man, just like we are, a human being, flesh, limited powers. He had to depend on his father. We have to depend on our God today. We cannot look to man. We cannot look to substance or things or look, we have to look to the one that created us, the one that made us in his beautiful image. And through all that darkness, through all that pain, through all that agony, the last hour of Jesus Christ. The 45th verse says, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was a darkness over the land. You see, there were 6 hours there, the sixth through the ninth hour. That was from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. that Jesus Christ that was on that cross. That very, very last hour paid for our sins, all our iniquity, all that we have done, and that was against us because Adam had to. And when he did, he came out with all type of scars and all kind of blemish. Amen. And he had to put on that flesh. He had to put on that flesh. What you mean? He was spirit first. He didn't even know he had a body. But when he sinned, it scarred up that body. It put blemish on it. It brought sin to us. And Jesus Christ, amen, came and died for us. But there was a power. There was a mystery. There was wisdom. There was life. Jesus Christ brought life to us. The last hour of Jesus gave us the beginning of life. The beginning of life. You understand? He gave us life because we wouldn't have life if he would not have went to the cross. But he took off his vesture of holiness, his holies of holies, and he went to the cross in the flesh and died like a man. Not died like a god, but died like a man like you and I. He died for you and I. It says here, when the earth was dark, it covered the whole earth. Because you got to know that it has to be darkness in order for Jesus Christ to die to bring light. That's why the darkness came, because it was the sin. It was the sin, amen, that covered the earth in darkness and wickedness. And he peeled back the darkness, the sin. It was breaking down the walls of the middle partition between, amen, evil and man. To give us that hope, to give us that love, to give us that life that Jesus wanted us to have. Amen. God thought about us, amen, that he came in the human flesh, because God is a spirit, and you can't get blood out of a spirit. So he had to come in the form of a man and come through the Virgin Mary, amen, that we may have the right to the tree of life. And just note that every word in the Word of God means something. Amen. That ninth hour, amen, why he took so long, because it took him 6 days, amen, to create this world, this cosmos. I promise you, the seventh day he rests. There's a revelation in this that Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, had brought the revelation and took the scales off our eyes that we may see. God wants us to see, amen. That's how much he loved us, amen, because when Adam has scarred up that flesh, that body, and brought blemish, that blemish fell on us, the sin, that brutal sin fell on us. And we had to be reconciled to God. We had to be renewed and restored because God depended on us. He knew, amen, that we have the right to love him. Even if Adam didn't love him or did not obey him, we had the right. His offspring had the right. You had the right to love God. You had the choice. He gave you the validity, amen, to love him, to choose who you may serve, who you want to love, amen, to praise him and give him glory for all that he has done. That last hour, my friend, that Jesus Christ died on that cross, it was awesome. We want you to know that Jesus loves you. And about that ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama, kama so isha. That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of those stood there. And when they heard that, they said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and took sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and to drink. The 49th verse says, the rest said, let him alone and let us see if Elijah will come to save him. In that very hour, they mocked him, they scorned him, they belittled him. He was on that cross nude. He was on that cross naked to bring disgrace and shame. He was nailed to a tree. And from what I understand from research, it was an olive tree because it was a small tree. And they nailed him to the tree, his hands and his feet. But you know what? Through it all, he knew that the mission had to be completed. No, we don't want to go through some of the things we have to go through. But we have to go through in order for us to have a new testament of life, that we may bring hope to our children, to our grandchildren, and to the next generation. God designed us, amen, that we will have cherish every moment of our life. That when we're happy or when we are sad, that we'll learn obedience. Obedience will pay off, and we will receive a crown of life. What more can God do? All was said and done for you and me. There was nothing undone. There was nothing left to do. He completed the mission. He laid his identity to the side. And he walked, he ate, he had feelings, he had felt disappointment. He knew when things wasn't right. But you know what? He did it for us. Now, in the book of Psalms, they said that during this crucifixion that Jesus was actually, when he was crying out to the Father, there was a worship Father. Yes, he was in agony, he was in pain, but through that, he was able to worship the God. And I want to read that Psalm 22. And I know this was God crying out in that hour. And I know sometimes, amen, in your trying time, in the time of your dark hour, amen, when you are on the cross and you cry out, you crying out for mercy, you crying out to God, why have you forsaken me? Why you left me alone? But I promise you, if you just praise him, your pain will go away. And it says in Psalms 22, it says, oh my God, I cried in the daytime, but thou hearest not. Night season, I am not silent, but thou art holy. Oh, thou art the inhabitants of the praise of Israel. Our Father trusts in thee. they trust, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trust in thee, and we were not confounded. I am a worm, no man, a reproach of men and the spies of the people. All they that see me laugh to scorn. They shook their head. They shook out their lips, and they shook their heads, saying, he trusts on the Lord that he will be delivered. Let him deliver him and see if he delight in him. But thou art he that trusts me out of the womb. Thou didst makest me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is no other help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gap upon me with their mouth, and as a raven and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like the potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to the jaw, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me, and the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They looked and stared at me. They parted my garment among them and cast lots upon my virtue. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength has hastened thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword and my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horn of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto the brethren, and in the midst of the congregation I will praise thee, Lord. You that fear the Lord, praise him, and all the seed of Jacob, glory him and fear him, and all seed of Israel. For he has not despised, nor a horror or affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation, and I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied, and they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the end of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindred of the nation shall worship thee. For the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for generations. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he have done this. He have done this great thing. Amen. Through all his darkness, through all his pain, he worshiped the Father. He worshiped God. And through the power, through all that he have suffered for us, that we may comprehend, that we may grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ, that we may do the same thing, that we will become as he is. We'll be strong when we go through our trials and tribulations. We'll be strong for our children. We will be strong on our jobs. We will be strong as the head of our family. We will be strong amidst of evil. We shall praise him in darkness. We shall give thanks for all things. We will lift up his name and worship him because he is God. It was God that came from 42 generations and came through the Virgin Mary. It was God. It was him. The Almighty God that made the heavens and the earth, that spoke to the seas, the seven seas, and they came into existence. He spoke to the mountains, and the mountains become the mountains. He brought forth the lilies of the valleys and the bright in the morning star. God did it all for you and me. That last hour paid for it in full. When he died on that cross and he shed that blood, the Bible said the spear that plunged his side came forth, blood and water, the power of God. It shall not just the blood, just a trickle, but it was a flood came from his side, blood and water, letting you know that the blood is in the water. When we are baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, amen, we were plunged under the blood of Jesus Christ and covered. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When you go through, amen, when times, amen, you've been rejected, when times, amen, that feel devastating, when you feel disheartened, when you feel like you can't go on, it's the blood that covers us. It's the blood that shields and seals us unto the day of redemption. But we must be born again of the water and of the Spirit, or we cannot even see the kingdom of God. You can't have this protection. You can't see this last hour that Jesus brought forth for us. Only those that are righteous, that have the eyes to see and the hidden treasures of God. It's awesome, because when Jesus died on that cross, amen, all power was given to him in earth and in heaven. All power. Amen. He is the beginning of creation. He was the firstborn of the dead, visible and invisible. All power, all principalities, all dominion, all thrones. He was above it all. He put it all here. But he put it here for a reason. He put it here that we may have the right to the tree of life, that we might be able to continue, amen, to live on for his name's sake. You see, Adam gave it up. He gave the keys to the enemy. And Jesus Christ had to redeem us and bring us back. Now we have a chance We are the Adam. We are the second Adam. People are looking at Jesus being the second. No, we are the second Adam. We are the second and third and fourth Adams. Amen. That Jesus give us the chance, amen, that he gave to Adam, that we have the choices now, amen, that we can no longer blame the first Adam because Jesus Christ had did away, amen, praise God, and remove all scars and all sins and all iniquity and all abomination from his vesture, that we may have the right. So now we are of his image. My friend, we are of his image. And now we have the chance. Now we are in the Garden of Eden. And now we got the chance to talk to God in the cool of the day. We have the chance, amen, praise God, to live perfect before him. See, they keep fighting over words and just do it. Just obey God's word, and it shall, everything will just be handed to you. God will open up doors and mysteries, things you think that you know it all through your intellect. You have no clue, amen, what God has in store for you. I want to read this scripture, 46 of the book of Isaiah, the 10th verse. I love it. It said, declare the end from the beginning and from the ancient time, the things that are yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasures. In other words, it's saying, I make known the end from the beginning, from the ancient time, and what is still to come. And I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. You see, he's God. But you know what? He had you in mind. He had us in mind. As his dear children, he is the Father. He is our parent that will lead us and guide us in love and truth. We can have all the silver. We can have all the gold. We can have all the commodities, all the investments. We can have the best pretty house, mansion on this. We can have the finest car. But if we don't have charity, we're nothing but a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. God is so wonderful. He is so wonderful when he died that very hour. That very hour, a transformation took place. People come up out of the grave that was dead. My God, it shook the whole earth because that was just a power awakening of a new day, of a new life, a new chance, a new testament. We have a new testament of our life. Jesus brought on the New Testament, amen, of life. But we have a New Testament of a new life. This is our final exam. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Things that happen to you, let me tell you something, there's only two reasons why it does. Either is because God put us in that position because he knows that we're able to handle it. And if he didn't give it to us, well, we didn't need it. So know this, anytime that you have to go through anything in your darkest hour, know that you needed it and that it is going to bring a new testament of your new life, that God is birthing a ministry. He's birthing your purpose. He is birthing a new you. It's not always easy. Because when a mother, amen, when she brings forth the child, amen, she goes through the pain and she goes through her delivery. But when she's finished, when she gets through it, it's the most beautiful creation to see that baby boy or that baby girl. So when you're going through, for the name of Jesus Christ, remember, you are birthing. You are birthing a new life. You are breaking down middle walls partition. You're bringing down evil imagination. You are destroying the works of wickedness when you go through and you give God the glory and the praise. We trust that you got something out of the Word of God. We pray for you. And we ask you to continue to support us. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name.
You are the one I pray. Praise you, Lord Jesus. That you're feeling now flow through every person. Be it up to me according to your word.